The more than 200 million people living in Brazil, a country hard hit during the pandemic, are traversing a familiar path as health-conscious consumers seek plant-based foods and beverages. Brazilians traditionally consume great quantities of coffee and herbal infusions, but will for the first time this year celebrate one of South America's least well-known tea cultures, which dates to the early 1800s. Brazilians drink an average of 10 cups of tea annually, a quantity that has increased from a mere 18 grams per person consumed in 2016, well below Chile's 730 grams per head, and much less than Ireland's 2.2 kilo per person average. The popularity of ready-to-drink tea is growing alongside Brazil's thirst for loose-leaf Camellia sinensis, but averages less than 1 liter per person per year. Yerba Mate remains popular in the south of Brazil. Yet during the period 2013 to 2020, tea consumption increased 25%, quote, almost double the world average of 13%, end quote, according to market research firm Euromonitor. In the past 5 years, specialty tea cafes and franchise tea emporiums have flourished, says Ellie. Ellie, will you describe for listeners the tea market in Brazil?
When we started our activities in Brazil in the 90s, imported teas from the Netherlands and later from Germany, the tea market did not exist yet. We didn't have the marketing tools we have today. We had to work in this way, face-to-face, and direct sales B2B. It was going slowly, but we knew that one day this couldn't change it. We can say that the tea market in Brazil really started 5 years ago when there was a boom of new tea shops, specialized stories, new tea specialists, sommeliers, enthusiasts, and tea courses. In addition to tea courses, in 2013, we had the first official institution of tea teaching called Escola de Chá Embaú, founded by Yuri Ayashi and her husband, Claudio Brizichello. In parallel with this leap in the market, we saw the growth of a tea community on social networks, which motivated a great number of consumers and tea lovers. I have to say that was in 2020 with the pandemic that we felt a greater demand for a healthy lifestyle, generating a significant increase in the healthy food and beverage sector, including, of course, teas, blends, and tea sunnies. We feel that the market is growing, still growing, and due to the versatility that we have with Camellia sinensis, and according to new tendencies within mixology and culinary, we are gaining strength to dispel the myths that the tea is just a hot drink to have in a winter season. Today, our market have growing number of tea imported, and it's worth to mention that Brazil has a little tea producers community aiming for quality tea. By the way, do you know that Brazil was the first country to produce tea in the Occident? The introduction of tea cultivation began in 1810 with the arrival of seeds and Chinese to Brazil.
Tea Culture Week, scheduled for August 1st to 7th, will feature online and in-person activities across the country. Retailers, marketers, tea educators, and volunteer enthusiasts have been planning the event for months, according to Ellie. Events include special tastings, formal afternoon tea, gift offers, and discounts to encourage sampling, as well as public presentations, workshops, and gatherings in parks and tea houses. Will you describe the goal you have in mind?
Our focus is to expand its market and bring a minimum of knowledge to Brazilians on this topic. We want also to keep the culture alive. Will be a little contribution for our tea market.
How do you see the future of tea in Brazil?
This is the question that I am excited to answer because I am very positive in the tea market. Always I have been positive. I am 27 years in the tea market here in Brazil. I pass not so easy time, and I am still here. And I have a lot of projects still I have. So I can say that with the help of such engaged and serious people who have knowledge and such a clear vision of our tea market, all this energy can only give us a lot of hopefulness for our future. I believe that in order to obtain a well-structured market, it's necessary to create awareness and consistency with our Brazilian consumer. The consumer is the key. Teaching them is necessary in order to spread this ancient culture. Education needs to be assertive because in the future we will obtain concrete results. And then the Brazilian market can be visible to the rest of the world. Of course, there is a need for help from various government agencies with benefits and assistance to tea producers, farmers, and greater openness to importers who suffer from various impediments. We have a great challenge ahead of us. The tea movement is just beginning, a tip of the great iceberg, which is to spread tea culture in Brazil. But the must touch and important thing is that the tea brings us together in a passionate way, stirring our senses. This is what we like to show and teach for those who have not yet experienced this delightful beverage. And to those who already know, we ask them to help us to spread this culture around our country.